Park Geun-hye of the ruling New Frontier Party has been elected South Korea's new president. Park beat out her main opposition Moon Jae-in of the Democratic United Party by just 2 percentage points. Speaking late Wednesday following Moon's concession, Park thanked her campaign workers.
Everyone has done so much. It has been a very tough and difficult election, but I truly appreciate all your efforts.
Despite the coldest election day in 25 years, South Korea recorded a voter turnout of more than 75%. Young voters hope the new president can generate more good jobs, as South Korea now struggles with high unemployment, low economic growth, and a wide income gap.
The youth lack opportunity. Though many young people are preparing for a better life, there's an endemic of social problems facing the youth. Perhaps I feel this way because I don't have a lot, but I hope that things will get better. And even if I'm not fully satisfied with their policies, I came to vote to make this country better.
During the campaign, Park vowed to tackle the economic crisis with a series of what appear to be costly social welfare programs. At the same time, her party is seen as pro-big business.
She is a representative of a conservative party and a conservative candidate, so her foundation, her political philosophy and ideology is right-wing, so I don't think there will be a large change from current policies.
Park is the daughter of the authoritarian leader of South Korea's economic boom of the 1960s and 70s, Park Jung-hee. South Korea's final voter turnout was its highest in its 15 years. Analysts forecasted that a higher turnout would favor opposition Moon Jae-in. Still, many believe that Park Geun-hye would ensure financial stability, especially her older conservative base, who gaily remember economic prosperity under her late dictator father, a memory Park has promised to once again realize. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.